Like the big voice announcer guy said just a minute ago, yeah, the name of the show is Community Connection here on KGMI. And let me direct you to a different website if you want to listen to our podcasts of all of our interviews here. MyBellinghamNow.com. If you go to KGMI.com, that's fine. But if you go to KGMI.com, it's just going to send you to MyBellinghamNow.com, and we load up everything there. Anyway, I'm Bill Davis. Good to see you again. Thanks for spending time with us this weekend. My good friend Hans Erchinger Davis, no relation, although, you know, the last name Davis is pretty common these days. He is the CEO, President, Lighthouse Mission Ministries. Mr. Davis, we're not even twin sons of different mothers, are we?
No, we are not.
No,
but we
think alike, though. That's the good thing, especially when it comes to you know, trying to help people. You're with the Lighthouse Mission Ministries. I always like to start off our segments letting everybody know a bit about your organization. You're getting ready to be 101 years old, aren't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
You've been operating this community for a long time now.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about Lighthouse Mission Ministries.
The Lighthouse Mission Ministries engages about half the homeless population of Whatcom County every day. And we do it through three main tiers of intervention. The first tier is outreach, second tier is recovery, third tier is restoration. In outreach, we're engaging people with the shower trailer. We're going out with our van to connect with folks. We've got base camp in downtown Bellingham that can serve up to 200 people staying the night. That's providing a safe place to stay, during the day, to sleep at night, to store your stuff, to access all the other services that the community has to offer around homelessness, from veteran support to medical support to you name it. It's the hub for anything to do with homelessness. That's our outreach. That's getting people in the doors, building relationships, building trust, creating a motivational space for people to be able to take next steps. The next step from there is our recovery programs. They're still in Old Town. We've got one for men, one for women, one for moms with kids. Those recovery programs are designed to deal with the deep, deep issues that have gotten to this place of homelessness. Mm-hmm. And it's they're life recovery programs, addiction recovery programs, and they're really getting at those core wounds, they call them the ACE scores, adverse childhood experiences that happened in your childhood, the traumas that have occurred that need to be healed up so you don't need the addictive agents anymore to stop the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Once that stuff is healed up, you're able to actually come back into society and have a flourishing life. And that's our third tier is called restoration. That's where people are going back to school. People are getting their own places to live. Moms or dads are getting their kids back out of the CPS system. You're becoming more marketable in the workplace. And there's all sorts of things that go into that. We have other programs too, like internship programs and programs for alumni and all this. As people get through all three of these tiers of intervention, you come out the other side a changed person.
Yeah.
And that's what we're after. We want to see a transformed life. We don't want people stuck. We don't want to, you know, throw people into free apartments and they just languish there.
Sure.
We want a flourishing life for people, and that's what we're seeing, and it's a beautiful thing.
Nice. Hans Erchinger Davis, President, CEO, Lighthouse Mission Ministries here on Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, and I think I speak for Hans and myself both because you have chronicled this on Community Connection. You want to be out of business one day, don't you?
I absolutely want to be out of business. This is, there's a lot of societal factors I don't have control over.
I'm sure.
It feels like we're going to be in business for a while. But man, if we can really stop this homelessness and end it for eternity, man, we've done our job.
Oh yeah, that'll make everybody feel, I'm sure, a lot better. I was going to talk to you about your big gala event and try to help you sell some tickets and get the financial funding that you need. But before we went on the air, you told me, nada, we're sold out, we're done, and we got a waiting list. Is that right?
This is the truth. Yeah,
wow.
We got a waiting list going right now. And that's like, we're filling up the Ferndale Event Center, which is about 450 or 60 people.
Right.
Something like that. So it's our biggest event we've ever done when it comes to just people that are interested in homelessness and want to help support the cause. And so, yeah, we're very excited about that. But if people still want to try, we do have a waiting list. I actually don't know how long the waiting list is offhand, but you can still hop on our website. You can sign up, get on that waiting list, and we'll let you know if spots open up.
That is so cool that, because I'm not sure you've ever sold this out before, but it's just so cool to know that with the outreach program, and you do this big fundraiser every year, and And you're totally sold out. I am so happy for you guys.
I know. Me too. It's a joy to know we have so many people in our corner.
Yeah.
They're wanting to enter this fight, and almost it puts wind in my sails for that kind of.
It's
very difficult work.
I can feel that here, even over the telephone. New building going up. Tell me, give me a little update on what's going on there.
Yeah. So, as you know, most of the community knows, we're building a new building, and we've got the stories are up, the siding's getting, I think, put on here soon, the roof's on, all that. I think I saw sheetrock going up on the fifth floor already.
Yeah.
And, it's happening. We plan to have doors open in October. The month prior, we'll be moving in a bunch of stuff. We've got satellites of offices and programs, whatnot, kind of scattered throughout the city.
Sure.
We're bringing them all under one roof, come October. So we're pretty excited about that. The progress is really solid. We still have the whole project's costing about $29 million. We've raised $25 million of that, got $4 million left. We just had a few weeks ago a really supportive donor offer up $500,000 matching gift. And so $500,000, that's a substantial amount.
Sure.
They can really take a bite out of that last $4 million.
Yeah.
But it's matching, and they're real specific about it. Like, it has to be matching. we don't get that unless other folks in the community step up with gifts as well.
We're going
our goal is we don't want people. I mean, we need our daily operation budget met because, like I said, we're serving half the homeless population, and we're gearing up to serve the rest with this new facility. So we need the daily funds. But if people are wanting to give beyond what they normally give and want to support that building, and like real bricks and mortar building that's going to last for another 100 years in this community, your money will be doubled. And
nice.
So
yeah.
We're excited about that prospect. But we got to get it done by the end of this month. So we're still stressing about that. We want to make sure we maximize that. We don't want to leave any money on the table.
And Hans, by the way, in the minute or so I got left to spend with you, I want to talk about the downtown homelessness situation and how you were telling me before we went on the air, especially through the efforts of Mayor Kim Lund, that downtown's getting cleaned up pretty well.
It is. You know, our admin offices are downtown. We've got base camp downtown. And yeah, we're seeing it. We're seeing far fewer people doing open-air drug use and far fewer people that are camping out and damaging the environment around them, which we're glad to see because, you know, it's a real downer for our folks that are really trying to get ahead and make moves to improve their life to be walking by folks that are offering them fentanyl and things like this.
Yeah.
And it also, you know, frankly, it's going to reduce our overdose rates.
Sure.
That we're seeing downtown. So that's a win for our community. I'm really pleased with the efforts.
Well, for those who might want to volunteer, maybe get into that $500,000 matching grant. And by the way, I'm no mathematician, but I know that $500,000 is half of a million, and that's a good thing, you know, as far as matching donations and just volunteering or helping you guys out. Let's send them to the website, probably.
Yeah, website's best. Go to thelighthousemission.org. That's thelighthousemission.org. That's the best way to connect, to sign up, to volunteer, to provide the financial support we need, as well as the prayer support we need. We're a Christian organization, and we really covet people's prayers.
Well, congrats big time on the progress of the building, also with whatever you guys help with cleaning up downtown, and the fact that your gala event is absolutely sold out. I always appreciate your time. You know, Hans, I am totally honest and truthful and sincere when I say I can come into the radio station in a really rotten mood. And when you and I talk, I leave and the world seems a little bit lighter, my friend.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you too.